T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Our first guest here today, that's Deirdre Rupcich, right? You're staying very active, right? That's staying very on brand.
Yeah, absolutely.
From what I've read, and we'll ask you about it for sure, tennis and pickleball and biking, among other things, which is awesome. And a surprising trend, something that I wasn't prepared for, and is very inspiring to hear from patients like you and others who continue to do that. Why don't you tell us about, well, obviously your involvement with Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund, and specifically something, when we say we're raising money, I think that's this intangible thing, and I've been saying this the last day or so, where people wonder where that money goes. And I think, you know, some of these clinical trials that I know you've been able to partake in, I think is an important, very, very important piece among all the funds that are raised. I think it's an important piece, an important goal for what we're shooting for. So your experience with your immunotherapy clinical trial that you went through.
Well, it's been wonderful. Some of the funding is going to Dr. Gobriel's clinical trial for immunotherapy. It's called teclistamab. And so I go once a month, and basically it's enlisting my own immune system to fight the cancer cells. And it's been working great.
And doctor, I was looking at a little bit about the study that you're doing, and I read that it's a patient empowering observational study. So can you explain just what that means, what makes it patient empowering?
Yeah, and I think what's important here is we're treating before cancer has symptoms. So unlike all other cancers where we wait for people to have symptoms and then they come and see us at Dana-Farber, we're changing completely the way we think. We're actually saying, let's find it early and let's potentially treat it or intercept it early before it even becomes symptomatic. And one of the trials we're doing is this immunotherapy trial, and we're trying to make sure that we prevent cancer before it happens. We have other observational studies where we're just checking on how people are doing who do not need treatment to understand better who will progress and who will not progress in their lifetime, because we don't want to over-treat or under-treat certain people who don't need the treatment yet.
What are the different kinds of treatment? How do the treatments differ from someone in her position as opposed to some of your other patients?
Yeah, so for example, multiple myeloma, when it happens, it has fractures of the bones, it has anemia, it has actual symptoms, and what we're doing is we're diagnosing it early before myeloma happens, and we're treating it early by immunotherapy, meaning you use your own immune system against the cancer cells and you're not using chemotherapy. And that makes a huge difference. We're not doing transplant, we're not doing the typical things we do for myeloma.
Immunotherapy, I think, is something that we've heard a lot, obviously, over the last day now. We know that the chemotherapy treatment and radiation, things like that, can be very difficult and trying. Immunotherapy, how's that sort of go for the patient? How's the physical toll that takes?
It's amazing. Again, yes, everything could potentially have side effects, but here you're using your own immune system, your own T cells, to kill your own cancer cells without actually giving any chemotherapy. So yes, there are some side effects, but compared to many other things, it's very different and very tolerable. And you can see you can have fun, play, tennis, do everything you want and live your life without having to think of the symptoms and the problems.
Now, Deirdre, who is with you here today?
This is my husband, Mark.
Mark.
Yep.
Okay, so how did you guys, because you're the first person I believe that we've talked to today, and Mego, maybe in the past, this has come up. I heard, Gresham Fourier do this and Greg as well, but I'm always very curious to know how people from out of state, right? You're in California, Walnut Creek.
Yeah.
How do you become aware of Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund?
So I started looking at smoldering multiple myeloma, which is what I have, and doing research on, you know, what has been done in the field. And Dr. Gobriel's name has come up several times because they have a center for prevention of progression of multiple myeloma precursor disorders, which is what I have. So her name came up right away, and you know, we came out for a visit last July, and then I started treatment 1 month later.
So it sounds like it was very early stages for you, and I understand it came from having a low count of white blood cells. Right. Did you have any symptoms, or was this just kind of a routine checkup that you were going through some blood work and you got flagged for that low white blood cell count?
Yeah, so I went to a new physician, and they said, let's do a physical. So I went for routine lab work, and sure enough, the low white blood cell count came up.
Did you think back as anything like, oh, I've been feeling this way or that, or was it really just blindsiding you?
So I was feeling some fatigue, but, you know, I work and play tennis and have a family and do all these things, so it seemed like natural to feel a little tired at the end of the day. So not really. I didn't have a lot of symptoms.
Now, Mark, for you, and this is something that we're going to talk to Lisa Sherber from the Jimmy Fund during the Red Sox pregame show. This is something that I think is unique and special with Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund, where, you know, it's really the whole family is involved in the treatment and the planning. And I guess what was your experience as someone who has a spouse going through this at the Jimmy Fund?
Yeah, it was a surprise at first, you know, when Deirdre had gone and had the white blood cell count indicate this. And then she went deeper with the doctor, went to a hematologist and pushed for more testing. And under today's current standard of care, the answer is come back in 6 months and we'll check you again. And if you know anything about Deirdre, she's not going to sit around and wait six months.
Yeah.
No. And so she immediately hit the books and found Dr. Gobriel and Dana-Farber and recognized this opportunity for this particular trial as an, you know, something that is new and never been done before. Patient number one here. And it's been fantastic. I mean, you know, travel and all that stuff is a little tough, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
No,
it's been a really positive experience.
And again, and you hear patient one. I mean, this is, again, this is what a lot of this money is raised for at 877-738-1234, toll-free, jimmyfund.org. You can also text KCANCER to 20222 to donate $25. We've been telling you here for the last, you know, 36 hours, whatever it's been. Pickleball, you've recently gotten into pickleball?
Yeah, we've taken lessons.
Both of you. Okay,
together.
Me and Mego played one time. Me and Mego played one time.
We
actually did play here at Fenway Park. We played one time. I don't want to name any names about who was moving around a little better and who had more skills. I don't want to name any names, but we have played one time. So maybe doubles at some point.
Yeah, sounds good.
Maybe
sounds
we'll good. We'll see. And your tennis fans as well.
Yeah,
you following the U.S. Open?
Yeah, absolutely. It's been great.
Who do you pull for?
Oh gosh, so many people. Wozniacki.
Yeah,
back in the game, so we're excited about watching
her play.
She's back.
I saw it did not go well for Venus the other night. I saw Venus had a rough go of it the other night. But I'm a tennis fan as well, so that's good to hear. Again, we encourage you to dial in toll-free. We want to get that number over 3 million here. We want to do it before Red Sox baseball gets rolling. And, of course, keep it going throughout the day. 877-738-1234, jimmyfund.org. Text KCANCER to 20222 to donate $25. Deirdre Rubchich. Mark, also Dr. Gobriel, we appreciate your time. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.